More than 11,000 scientists from all over the world, including dozens of experts from the Czech Republic, have signed a report which for the first time labels climate change as an emergency. The declaration, released just a few weeks ahead of the UN Climate Change Summit, warns that the climate crisis is accelerating faster than expected and urges world leaders to take immediate steps to mitigate the crisis. Ruth Vranková has more.
Scientists have a moral obligation to clearly warn humanity of any catastrophic threat and to tell it like it is, says the report published in the US magazine Bioscience called World Scientists' Warning of a Climate Emergency. On the basis of this obligation, the signatories from 133 countries around the globe declare clearly and unequivocally that planet Earth is facing a climate emergency. They also say that despite 40 years of global climate negotiations, people have generally conducted business as usual and have largely failed to address the issues related to climate change. It warns that an immense increase of endeavour to conserve our biosphere is needed to avoid untold suffering due to the climate crisis. Several dozen Czech scientists have added their name to the declaration, including ecologist and former environment minister Bedřich Moldán and Professor Petr Pišek, a leading Czech expert on invasive species from the Czech Academy of Sciences. Hydrologist Michal Jeníček from the Department of Physical Geography and Geoecology from Charles University explains his motivation to add his name to the report.
We as scientists are usually focused on exploring the natural processes, such as impacts of climate change on different phenomena, in my case on the water cycle. However, we are usually not those who can transfer our results into the specific measures to mitigate or adapt on these changes. This is usually the role of decision makers or politicians. So climate change are known for decades, and we know how serious might be some impacts. But we see that the decision makers and politicians are not doing enough to reduce these impacts. Therefore, my motivation to sign this call was just to strengthen the scientific voice and to bring our voice closer to the people, just to clearly say, well, we know a lot about the climate change and we need to do something with this.
Mr. Jeníček says that as a hydrologist, he can see the consequences of climate change, such as melting of glaciers, firsthand. He also says we have to brace ourselves for more problems to come in the future, including less snowfall, which will result in diminishing groundwater reserves.
There is also one serious consequence. Very simply, increasing air temperature also means that more water evaporates back into the atmosphere. Therefore, less water remains for runoff in rivers. This might potentially affect drinking water supplies, agriculture and industry.
The study on climate change also suggests six critical steps to governments, businesses and members of the public to lessen the worst effects of climate change, including bold and drastic changes in economic growth and population policies.